It's really funny. You know how Addie was like saying hello like a few episodes ago when we recorded? There's a moment on today's episode where Riker's going hello almost like the exact same way.
Hello,
anybody?
Yeah,
anybody?
that's the Ferengi episode, which we saw a clip of later. Gosh. On we'll talk about it.
Are we going to even get to that episode? We can't start. Tyler's not here.
Well, I mean, I thought he went to sleep. I mean, this episode was pretty boring.
Wait, what?
We're doing a clip show.
Yeah, no, what?
Roll the clip.
Captain's log, stardate 5554.8.
Something's happened to his brain. He no longer thinks. This machine has drained his mind somehow.
Murderer! You've killed Spock!
Behold, gentlemen, the dawning of a new era. Spock 2!
Great Scott!
Oh my.
Captain, incoming message.
There's coffee in that nebula.
The more you know.
Nuclear vessels.
Klingon passage, you've killed my son.
Killing Nazis.
Hello, and
what happens
to
on the podcast?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, sing your song.
What happens on the podcast goes out to everyone.
I thought you were going to sing.
Stays on the internet forever. No.
Unless Spotify shuts down their podcasting.
Oh, God. You see the notes?
I had not read up on all this, no.
Oh.
See, the episode was so bad I fell asleep, and the only way to wake me is by re-listening to some of our greatest moments. I missed that.
Do you want to reintroduce that? Okay, I'll let you. You probably can.
Are we doing that? That sounds like so much work.
No, I have a bunch of clips. I have a bunch of clips I could insert into this.
Over the last 5.5 decades, there have been nearly 800 on-screen stories in the Star Trek franchise. Or at least, so I'm told. Because you see, I've basically seen none of them. My friends Eric, MC, and Troy, however, have seen them all, and now are on a mission to introduce me, Tyler, to the galaxy-spanning series in a completely nonsensical order on Too Young for This Trek, a Star Trek podcast. My friends have compiled a list of some of the best and worst episodes from the entire franchise's history for me to pick from at random in an effort to make the continuity of Star Trek even more confusing. So here we go.
Lag.
This week, instead of covering the first part of Search for Spock, we're covering Bride of Chaotica, Season 5, Episode 12 of Voyager.
Yep. I feel like you need to say The Bride of Chaotica more epically.
The Bride of Chaotica.
And then a lightning bolt like strikes. Whoosh. Something like that.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think both me and Eric have better titles.
Arachnia, Queen of the Spider People.
I'm already having a better day. I love recording this show. It's so goofy, and I just get to act a fool. So it's great in that regard. We are going to talk today about an episode of Deep Space Nine, which is why it's extra fun that Tyler's in here, because Tyler, as listeners of the podcast will know, has only seen one episode of Deep Space Nine, and the one episode of Deep Space Nine he's seen is barely an episode of Deep Space Nine. It's one of the best episodes of Deep Space Nine.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
The first episode of Star Trek, because that's what we're doing for our 100th episode, is we're going all the way to the beginning, finally.
Because, that's what we do on this podcast. We watch Star Trek in a completely random order.
Not completely random, just completely nonsensical.
On the first episode of Star Trek, the Enterprise shows up at a planet with a population of two people. An archaeologist and his wife, Nancy. Who bones used to bone. Kirk.
Sorry, that caught me off guard.
Kirk, Bones, and a random nameless red shirt wearing blue show up and immediately start hitting on the guy's wife.
A Matter of Honor is the one where the Enterprise engages in a cultural exchange program where they bring aboard a Benzite and Riker goes to hang out with some Klingons. But in the end, Riker saves the day by swinging his big dick around.
the end. I didn't write a summary, nor did I watch the whole episode, but I'm pretty sure that's what
that's exactly right.
That's exactly what happened.
That mud android was pretty fragile. His arm just came off.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys think we'll see mud again, but it sounds like we're all in agreement.
Yeah, I feel like we have to see mud.
At some point, it would be nice to see another Rainn Wilson mud.
Yeah.
Mud returns.
I mean, I guess mud's still alive in, like, Strange New Worlds and...
Oh, yeah, he's 100% alive. Yeah.
What would you like to see him do?
Penetrate a space bar now.
Many problems I have with that. Okay, one is, why Amazing Grace? This is the future in space. It's Spock's from another planet. Two is, why does Kirk say his was the most human... Because Spock would have been like, you insulting bastard. Racist, don't say that about my soul.
Right.
And three, Scotty is standing there going like, hey, my dead nephew is on the floor over here. Can we give him a funeral too? Or like, is that not cool?
That is
but
such
I
a
got
good
these
point.
Bagpipes and I'm going to play it.
Are we doing that? That sounds like so much work. Oh, goodness. I can't be a party to this. No. I'm morally
it's kind
opposed.
Of the only way to really review this episode, you know?
Oh, no, that's why we can't start without Tyler. Because reviewing this with Tyler is going to be amazing. Because
it's going to be great, because,
because he has no idea what any of it is.
We can get, like, a whole bunch of the spoiler stuff out of the way before it gets here.
Nah, let's wait on that.
There's not even that much to do, because it's just spoilers, like, and then an episode happened that you didn't see. Like,
I do think we could probably knock a few episodes off the list after this one, because, like, it's like, that was the Bad Ferengi episode. That was the, you know? I don't know, we still gotta watch Skin of Evil, though, don't we?
Yeah, okay, so yes, that episode needs to stay on the list. I think the episode with the Klingons, if it's not on the list, should be on the list.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I forgot about
obviously,
that.
Obviously, the Thong Planet episode needs to be on the list still. If we don't have the woman-led society episode on the list, that should be on the list.
Wait, Becky, which one?
Yes to that one.
The one with the holodeck? The holochick?
No. The one where the men are subservient and
that's
leader,
a good one.
Like Riker's sent there to be a diplomat, and the leader of the foreign planet is like, "Hey, I'll do diplomacy with your dick," and he's like, "Okay, I guess."
Yeah, that's a weird one. It's good. It's got a good message. It's just the way they approach it's kind
of that's half of the Riker episodes right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, there's Tyler.
Hey,
we can start the episode now. Cue the
woke
music.
Up from his cryo sleep.
Too young for this track. The search for booty.
Oh, I need like 3 more minutes. I'll be back in a second.
2 years ago, we set off on a mission to introduce Tyler to strange new episodes.
To boldly go where several podcasts have probably gone before.
But then, a while back, Troy mentioned there was this one time on Star Trek where everyone was wearing a thong for no reason, and now we have a new mission.
To watch the one with the thongs.
But getting there is gonna be a little tricky, because Tyler doesn't know which episode that is.
I did narrow it down to 50 episodes, though, so we'll get there eventually.
Oh my God, Chewie's on the mic. Hi, Chewie. Nobody cares because
look,
they can't see
a
the
cat.
Video. But Chewie just took over Tyler's spot.
He's being the new guest host. That's amazing. Oh my God, there's another cat.
Two kitties.
This is the coolest thing that's ever happened on the podcast. Let me get a picture.
We have kitty guests. Look, there's a cat. I got a cat.
Look, there's a cat. Yeah, I got a cat.
Cat. Come here. Look here, kitty kitty.
Eric, can't they can't it. Hear you. They don't have headphones
kitty,
on.
Kitty, why do they not?
who has robbed these kitties of their headphones?
Tyler, yes. No, come back.
Keep this on speakers, babe, and you can be a guest.
Tyler, put the headphones on the cat.
Okay.
Where'd the cat go? God damn it. That was exciting.
So, hey, Tyler. I'm so excited to talk to you about today's episode on Too Young for This Trek of, Next Generation, Season 2, episode the finale.
Search for Booty.
too young for this check. Search for beauty.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. From Shades the top.
Star Trek. It's a clip show.
Podcast.
It's a clip show.
Roll the clip.
Yeah, no, what?
So, what one's this, Tyler?
This is the one where the crew of the Enterprise go to the center of the galaxy and make friends with the devil.
This episode's barely canon. Like, hell, most of the animated series barely counts. You know, he wants to have a good time and take some hard drugs.
He's also ripped as hell.
Yeah, he does cardio, like, constantly.
And he doesn't wear pants.
He doesn't shave either. Doesn't shave down
there. He's got goat legs for sure.
His legs look stubby, don't they?
Yeah, like, but
his arms are longer than his legs.
After they have just had this LSD trip.
It's really random when he says that. I don't know if he felt the presence of someone else, but he jumps in the air and sort of flies, and he's like, "We gotta get you guys out of here."
That must be why I've always liked you, Earthling, so much. No! You must go.
What is it? What's wrong?
You must return to your vessel. Quickly! Do not give your presence away.
So yeah, Spock does magic because logic.
Yeah, and then he basically destroys the ship.
Magic splits it in half. And then it blows up.
Yeah.
And at this point in the episode, I was like, what the hell is actually happening?
And then we're in Salem and there's a giant pentagram on the ground.
Yeah, and then it gets weirder. It somehow gets weirder.
Do you think there's any reason why, the other Megans look human, whereas Lucian looks like the devil?
What is Data? Data is, I think he's a character on Next Generation. I think, and he's a cyborg. He's the one with the visor. Next, Troy asks, "Who are the Borg?" I know they're a villain. I don't know what series they're from. They sound like they could be robots or something. My favorite Star Trek race. And I don't really know much more beyond Klingons and, all I can think of is Klingons. Oh, what is the other one? Oh, I know at least one more, but I cannot think of it. Dang it. They got the foreheads. They're wrinkly. Yeah, Klingons are what Spock is, right? He's half human, half Klingon.
So Troy's who is Boner Wizard? And then I came in as Boner Wizard 420. So
that's fantastic.
Anyway, welcome to Too Young for This Trek. It's a podcast where we talk about Star Trek. And sometimes we watch good episodes, and sometimes we watch bad episodes. That's all determined by our own Tyler, who's a Star Trek newbie, who picks what episodes we watch at random, kind of. He picks them based on the episode titles. And, boy, Tyler's seen some real weird episodes of Star Trek Voyager, and then he picked Endgame. So today we're watching part one of the finale of Star Trek Voyager, a show that Tyler doesn't really have a clear picture of what it's about.
Who's Chakotay?
And yeah, Tyler doesn't know who Chakotay is. God, he's not even in this. Oh, no, he is. And now he's seen the end of Voyager.
Well, the beginning of the end.
But not the beginning.
Right, because we only watched part one, except for technically we watched one line into part two, because the end of part one is supposed to be the Borg Queen looking all weird, but we decided to end it at Welcome Aboard.
Welcome aboard. It's good to be back.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
It's a clip show. It's a clip show. It's a clip show. Tyler, how long did it take you to realize it was just a clip show?
Are we in the podcast now?
We're in the podcast.
All right, have we done the summary?
No.
No.
I forgot we have a format.
I don't know where I'm jumping in.
That is technically the summary. It's a clip show.
It's a clip show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Riker gets a boo-boo on his leg, and then it's a clip show. So what are we talking about today, guys?
So hello and welcome to Too Young for This Trek, the podcast where I experience
Star Trek for the first time while my friends forced me to. This week, we're watching the first 52 minutes, I think, of Star Trek, The Voyage Home.
Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home.
Yes. Also known as...
The One with the Whales.
That's you can't call it anything but The One with the Whales, right?
Yeah.
While they were in the matter stream, it might have caused their patterns to merge.
Like an Andorian amoeba.
Just like that. Tuvix is born.
Today we're going to be talking about Tuvix. I just want to say Tuvok.
I called this episode Neelix earlier. I was like, wait, that's not right.
No, it's not Tuvok or Neelix. It's Tuvix. That's the whole point of the episode.
Yep.
Voyager's weird for me because I really like a lot of individual episodes, but I don't love the series as a whole. And I really love a lot of the actors and the characters in the show.
Same.
But I think the series has got a big problem. And that is when you were watching it live back when it was coming on television, every single episode's advertisement was, will they get home? And you're like, it's like season 3, episode 4. No, they're not going to get home. Why do you put that in the damned advertisement? I'm not going to guess they're going to get home at the end of this episode. So no.
For real.
That's funny. Every single commercial for the series was, will they get home this week? And you're like, no. No, they won't.
It's a clip show.
It's a clip show. Yeah.
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 The end.
Uh-huh.
We just did the cold open, Tyler. We did a 20-minute cold open talking about nothing.
Okay.
And then when you showed up, we cued the music. And then your cats had a battle on your desk. That was pretty cool.
It was awesome.
And now we're in the podcast.
That sounds like them.
I tried to get a picture.
I didn't realize it was a clip show until
Beardless Riker didn't give it away.
So okay. So when that happened, my thought wasn't, this is a clip show. This was like, damn, they like committed to this, like,
yeah,
to like this, like, you know, like they like either filmed this like early, this part early in the season, which I'm pretty sure they filmed these like literally like week to week, like they're like trying to get shit done, like, you know, but yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Cause like I thought he was going to be in like some kind of like dream thing, and in like this dream state, like I didn't realize this was like, I'm guessing a clip from the first episode where he like meets Data for the first time.
Yeah,
I was thinking like he knew this was Data, but it was like an alternate version of Data. Like for some reason, I thought it was going to be like a Wizard of Oz type.
I could see where you're coming from, because like looking back on that scene, like of all the scenes they could have chosen, that's not a great scene. And it's like Brent Spiner hasn't quite got the character down yet.
He was in a tree, like being kind of whimsical. So like, yeah. I think that's what gave me like the...
And he like smirks. He almost looks like Lore, you know? He's like, yes, I am superior, you know?
I thought like... he was going to be like, he was like the Tin Man or like the Scarecrow or some kind of like thing like that.
Easily humans do that. I still need much practice.
That would have been neat if they went that direction, but no, they did not.
So I think I didn't fully realize it was a clip show until there was either a scene I had seen before or a scene from something that we were searching for.
That's true.
That was a dead giveaway. Yeah. I laughed out loud when I got to that moment. I was like, oh my God.
Because I was like, does this count?
Tyler got so close.
You have glimpsed the booty, but you have not found the booty.
There's a whole episode of that.
Well, it's also, it's like not anything I haven't seen before, because that was in the trailer for, or like maybe that was, maybe I hadn't seen the trailer.
Have I seen the trailer? Pictures of them before.
I've seen pictures, but. Yeah.
Troy keeps teasing you with that booty.
So yeah, just another tease. So
yeah, this whole episode was a tease, because we got a few like iconic moments from some really bad episodes.
Well, this is the end of the second season, so this seems like
finale.
That's what's hilarious about
this. Time to do this. Like, can you imagine like watching this week to week and you're like, oh man, this is Star Trek TNG finale, it's gonna be awesome. And they're like,
what? Yeah, like we just fucking watched that episode and we gotta sit through that scene again. Like, it was weird.
I mean, it makes more sense back then than it does today when you can binge watch stuff and
you've
literally just watched all of that like a couple of hours ago.
I'm your captain now.
Look at me, Look at me, I'm the captain now.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Yeah.
But like they totally just like ran out of money that season, right?
Yep.
They did. That is the reason this episode exists. They ran out of budget.
They did a couple of expensive episodes earlier this season, and the studio was like, you gotta do an episode in 3 days instead of the normal week.
Yeah.
By Grabthar's hammer. What a savings.
So this is just like pure desperation.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, the first like quarter of the episode was pretty decent. Like, it was a good setup.
This is the strangest feeling. My whole leg just went dead.
And then it just like became a clip show and it kind of fell apart. And
but, like, none of the clips
through the whole episode.
None of the clips like really worked together.
No.
Like, there wasn't like really that much of a theme. Like,
it got sloppier as it went on too.
I mean, you could always do the classic and just like rip off the communicator noise from the original series.
Anyway, we gotta save all of our cat stories because there's a lot of cats in this episode. We're discussing the animated series season 1 episode 14, The Slaver Weapon.
Wait, I thought we were watching Star Trek Insurrection.
Well, hey, we'll get there someday. Shh. This is, we don't know when this is gonna come out, Eric.
Spoilers.
They might, they don't know. Shh. I called this one aka The One Without Shatner.
Or Sulu's Got a Gun Too. Women are stupid.
Females are dumb animals.
That makes sense with the context of the episode.
I'm surprised no one called it What's in the Box. Like, I thought that was like the most obvious
oh,
one. So this week we watched Star Trek Voyager season 2. I think this is episode 15, right? I think it's episode 15. Threshold, also known as Never Go Full Reptile.
Oh, I had something for this. Oh, shit. Damn it. I had something for this. I should have written it down. The Land Before the Time we won't talk about.
Nice.
Mine's Evolution Sucks in the Short Term.
Or the Long Term, really. Oh, that's good. I like it. I had Where No Salamander Has Gone Before.
Yeah.
And that really sums up the episode. Well, this was fun.
Well, good job, everybody. I'm glad I was could be on.
Yeah, it was great. It was great having you on.
It's a clip show.
It's a clip show. Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
So first they're neutral dreams. So we get him
first
meeting.
They're horny dreams.
No, horny
well,
dreams get come next.
Horny pretty quickly.
He meets Data.
He's horny for Data.
Okay, I guess I was a horny.
Something about saying goodbye to Deanna. And then because he's thinking about Deanna, according to Memory Alpha, his dreams become more pleasurable, perhaps even erotic, including meeting the cheerful young Edo women, the matriarch Beta, which is the one I was talking about, guys.
Oh, before we get to it.
The hollow chick?
No, not the hollow chick, Eric. The matriarch. What?
Can we talk about the hollow chick?
I don't even know there was a hollow chick in this episode.
No.
Oh.
Hollow chick.
Sorry.
The only one of these that stood out to me is Guinan.
Oh, God. Okay. So Guinan.
That's Riker a good scene. Bangs Guinan? What?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking of... So, like, the setup of that was interesting because you have, like, Riker is trying to teach Wesley how to get chicks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like, I'm like, is this like a real thing or like they acting? And then Guinan's like, you stay out of this, kid.
This is the best.
Now, first words out of your mouth are the most important. You may want to start with something like this here. You are the most beautiful woman in the galaxy. But that might not work.
Yes. Yes, it would.
You don't know how long I've wanted to tell you that.
But you're afraid.
Yes.
Of me?
Of us, of what we might become.
Commander?
Or that you might think that was a lie.
Maybe I do think it's a lie.
And you think I'm not sincere?
I didn't say that. There's nothing wrong with the line. It's like a knock at the door.
Then you're inviting me in.
I'm not sending you away.
That's more than I expected.
Is it as much as you hoped?
To hope is to recognize the possibility. I had only dreams.
Dreams can be dangerous.
Not these dreams. I dream of a galaxy where your eyes are the stars and the universe worships the night.
Careful. Putting me on a pedestal so high you may not be able to reach me.
Then I'll learn how to fly. You are the heart in my day and the soul in my night.
I don't think this is my style. Shut up, kid.
I don't
her delivery is fantastic. That's from.
I don't know if we're going to watch the episode, but I love that scene. No, and my question is, obviously, after that scene, Guinan and Riker hooked up. My question is, had they already before that scene and they were just falling back into old habits, or was this a like, oh shit, this is good?
I think they're just on that same level. And they hadn't really considered each other. And then in that moment, they're like, oh, you see what I'm laying down? Okay, yeah. It was very subtle. I liked it. I really enjoyed that scene, yeah.
So while Riker's all horny, Troy's like, I can sense he's having very pleasurable dreams. And then the doctor...
I want to point out the look on her face. It's like she could tell that he was thinking about other women and she was getting a little jealous.
Well, see, the thing is that Troy's not actually, she can't actually, I don't know if you guys know this.
I know she's not psychic.
She's not anything. She has no powers at all. What happened was, you notice the camera was kind of at Riker's torso in that part. She could tell he was having erotic dreams because he was just pitching such a tent in his skin tight jumpsuit. And
like, she like makes a comment about like, they're like, oh, he needs to like view some dreams or, you know, some past things that are like enjoyable. And she's like, oh, Riker enjoys very erotic things. She makes a comment like that.
Yeah.
Something wrong?
No, it's just that Commander Riker's emotions are rather passionate.
As in erotic?
Very much so.
There's actually a moment in this episode before the horny dreams, it's like when they're putting the shit in his head.
Oh, with
the medical stuff. That there's a shot from behind Riker's head, and there's like a monitor blocking essentially where he would be pitching a tent. And Deanna's standing at the other end just with, if I could screenshot Netflix, I would send this to you.
It's like an Austin Powers style block.
You can't, I've told you how to screenshot him.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you're a fan of the show, please help us out by subscribing on Spotify. And while you're there, give us a 5-star rating and share with your friends. Every download really does help, so thank you so much for keeping this podcast going.
If you're a fan of our podcast
and want to help support the show,
check out our Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of exclusive content like
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended tangents,
random shenanigans,
and even a chance to vote on what Star Trek episode we force Tyler to watch next. That's me.
while helping us earn the respect of our loved ones.
For just $3 a month, you can support the good folks at Too Young for This Trek and get access to
Dork Seduction.
Seduce.
Where
MC,
Eric,
Troy,
and Tyler
take turns trying to seduce each other with the Trek-adjacent stuff they love, like, or vaguely recall hearing about several years ago but never actually checked out.
Including, but not limited to,
Galaxy Quest,
Battlestar Galactica,
Stargate,
and so much more.
Unfortunately, we don't live in a socialist utopia, and things cost money.
So where will your valuable latinum go?
To be honest, mostly self-esteem.
Making a podcast is time-consuming.
Plus, they've got kids and are tired all the time.
Or in your case, MC, just tired all the time for no reason.
Knowing people are listening and enjoying the show enough to join the Patreon will make putting in the work to create it much easier.
Also, basically everyone's computer is about to die.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's machine can barely handle the spreadsheet that we use to schedule recording sessions, and Eric's is literally held together by tape.
And that's not a joke, unfortunately. Just beam on over to patreon.com/tooyoungforthistrek.
That's patreon.com/4thistrek.
T-R-E-K.
Because Star Trek.
Link in the show notes.
Make it so.
Seduced.
The Ark of the Covenant. The Sankara Stones. The Holy Grail. The Crystal Skull. The Dial of Destiny. Each of these artifacts has a different origin, beginning in a different time period, in a different part of the world, with no discernible connections, except one. Podcasters Assemble would like to invite you on a trip around the world, full of adventure, fraught with danger, a colorful cast of characters.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
Ever since you got into my club, you haven't been able to take your eyes off me.
Beauty! Beautiful club!
And led by the only person qualified for the job.
Indy!
Indiana Jones.
You call him Dr. Jones.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Henry Jones Jr.
Don't call me that, please.
Entries for Raiders of the Lost Ark are due by Monday, May 1st. Submissions are now open on probablywork.com. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny debuts in theaters on June 30th, 2023.
Podcasters Assemble is a production of the We Can Make This Work, Probably, Podcast Network.
So they realized.
Did you guys notice the needles in his head? That looks very uncomfortable.
It did.
Uh-huh.
That's what.
That's how they stimulate his brain. Yeah.
It's like the most special effects this episode had.
Yep.
There's a note on Memory Alpha that originally the entire force was supposed to come alive and attack the away party, which I'm just like, you idiot! You wrote this to be a budget-saving episode. Why would you have even put that in the script?
The funniest thing about that scene is that Geordi is clearly shaking the prop at one point to make it look like it's alive.
it's coming alive.
Yeah.
I swear I made a joke in my notes somewhere about like them having to stimulate both of Riker's brains.
Well, what they realize is that when Riker's horny, the bacteria or whatever also gets horny and starts
also
reproducing
gets horny
faster. So they're like, we need to. Becky laughed at that one. Yes. So they're like, we gotta make him anti-horny so that
cold showers, grandma, dead puppies, go.
But we didn't see any of that. I don't think.
That would have made sense though. I mean, they didn't have footage from the first two seasons of that, so
no.
They had to make do.
They do have the death of a child in there as one of the
oh god sad yeah that things. Was awful. That was awful.
Yeah, he just starts dreaming about a bunch of sad stuff. He dreams about two different deaths, and I forget what else is in
one
that
of
section.
Which have Tyler, you know about Dasha, right?
Yeah, but
knows about but dude. Has not seen.
Is this your first?
Yeah,
is this your first?
Is
Tasha
that actually
Yarga?
How she died? Did she get like pulled into like a pit that then Riker also gets pulled into, but he's fine?
So
no, Tyler, is this your first time seeing Tasha Yar at all, Tyler?
No.
Okay, you've seen her before.
I have seen her and Data bang at least twice.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. We saw her bang the porno.
And an actual show.
Check out our Patreon.
Yeah.
For more spicy
but
content.
He did not know how she died. And we see her die in the clip show.
Yeah, that is how she died. That was the moment.
Yeah.
Pretty
but then Riker goes in the same
I know,
pit
and he's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's pretty shitty what they did to Tasha. I'm still mad about
it. That makes no sense.
She dies like a red shirt. It's horrible.
That's the whole point. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point.
That was loud.
And they're like, anyone can die. And then literally no one dies.
No one else dies the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Unless Dr. Crusher's dead. I mean, I know she's not because I've seen her in other seasons, but she's not here again.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got that other doctor, old doctor. I don't know her name.
Pulaski. Dr. Old Lady. I like her more. The older I get, the more I like her, which is maybe just because I'm getting old and grumpy, but
yeah,
she bothers me
she's
a lot
like
less.
The female Bones.
Yeah. I see what they were going for now. For I still sure. don't love it, but they make her mean to Data. That's the part I don't like. That's not even relevant to this.
There's certain episodes she's great in.
Can what you Becky guys say? Hear Becky's couch commentary here?
Occasionally.
She
was just saying how much she hates that doctor.
Oh. That's great. So so Tyler met Armus. What did you think of Armus?
He doesn't know what Armus Who? Is. You can't say
I
don't
have
like
no
that.
Clue what you're talking about.
Never mind. Let's move on.
What?
Is there anything
Moving
else?
On.
Any other?
Yeah, there's Ferengi.
Oh yeah, did you catch the Ferengi, Tyler?
No.
Really?
I don't remember a Ferengi specifically.
We gotta watch that episode.
I know we get to see the Klingon episode that we saw last week.
Yep. There's a
bit of that. Yep. They repeated the scene where Riker kills a guy by shoving his head through the side of a panel. This is like Riker's greatest moments.
When did he kill a guy? What?
He didn't actually kill a guy.
No, he didn't. We were joking last time that he
shoves a guy, Klingon's head through
a plate glass window. Like, it would kill a normal guy in real life, but it's
but
Klingon,
not a Klingon
so,
guy in real life. No, he's fine.
I guess he knew that he could get away with that.
The Memory Alpha mentions the killing of a character in this sequence of flashbacks, which we do see a guy getting totally disintegrated, but it's not Riker that does the disintegration.
Mm.
We just see the disintegration happening.
Are you talking about the head?
No.
Also.
Yes.
Yeah. That episode's also on the list, I
believe.
Yes,
it is.
I don't remember a head. There's a
well,
head.
Well, the head is
a different
theme from an episode.
Tyler, there's a scene in this episode, and I got kind of excited when it happened, and I was like, Meg, this episode's like a straight up horror movie. This is crazy. And then they didn't show the cool part about it. They did all the build up, but they didn't show the cool part. And I was like, oh, super disappointed. I mean, I could go into detail, but spoil it for Tyler.
I can name that. How do you guys feel about clip shows in general?
Don't like them. I think they're pointless.
There's a reason they don't exist anymore.
They still exist, but can you think of like a good one?
That's what YouTube's for.
There is one clip episode that I really like. Actually, you know what? Becky and I just watched Seinfeld, and Seinfeld does a couple clip episodes, and they're okay. But the one clip show episode I really like is Clerks animated series has a clip show.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
It's like episode two, right?
It's episode two of the show. So it's just a bunch of flashbacks to the first episode. That's very good.
That was the funniest fucking thing. Yes. It's
very good.
The Clerks animated series is amazing.
It is. It's a good show.
It's really unfortunate that most people don't know it exists.
I don't know it exists. There's Community does a really good one.
I have that too. Yeah. MC. It's signed.
What? MC, you got to tell us about the cool shit you're showing us. This is an audio format.
Yeah. I just pulled out my copy of Clerks animated signed by Kevin Smith, which I bought off. Yeah, I bought it off Viewaskew website, and yeah, they come signed.
Nice.
But, wow. That's fantastic. It's
region one locked, so I either have to get a DVD player and unlock the DVD player.
That's unfortunate. Have you watched them, though, before?
Oh, yeah. No, I used to have an unlocked DVD player. It's broken now.
That's unfortunate. It's good stuff, though.
Y'all know that Clerks 3 is on. It's available digitally today. Do y'all want to just stop the podcast and we can just go watch Clerks 3 instead? Because that's
I'm hoping to watch it this weekend at some point.
I might have to. I
hope it's okay.
She's shaking her head already.
Okay. Anyways, what else happens on this episode?
I wanted to talk about clip shows for a bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you know you're in one?
Do you have? Do.
It's not the long goodbye. What is it? It's the big
goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah.
Next time on Star Trek: The Next Generation, Captain Picard visits the holodeck for an adventure to the past.
Give me the gun.
Trapping them in a real life murder mystery on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
So the long goodbye is an actual noir, and then the hard goodbye is a Sin City graphic novel. This is the big big goodbye. Yeah.
But yeah. Also known as
the big long hard goodbye. Or the big long hard Picard?
Yeah.
I think I basically just told Ryan that we're very chaotic and sometimes horny. And that's about all.
We're not going to be horny this episode, though. Like, why would we be?
We're not horny. Star Trek. What? Star
they,
Trek is
we
horny.
We get full-on Kirk nipples. I mean, this whole episode is horny as hell. Ryan sent me a message. He's like, oh, yeah, they want to watch, they want to do a Muck Time. And I was like, oh, man, that's like the horny Vulcan fight episode.
Yeah, you immediately knew what episode it was.
I just gave my cat his drugs. So my cat's on anxiety medicine.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Right after he takes it, he just goes insane and wants to destroy everything. Very much like Spock in this episode.
Venkman jokes aside, I'm trying to understand the logic behind this episode. They imported a 800-year-old ghost across the galaxy. Like, I don't think that's how that works. Like, this originated in Scotland.
Well, yeah, but the ghost was smuggled across the galaxy in a vagina.
It's never said he was in the vagina.
And a candle.
It was just hinted at.
He was in the vagina and the candle, MC, at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Footage not found.
I remember the candle being a lot more phallic. I was very surprised when the candle showed up, and I'm like, she can't f*** that candle. And then I remember she never actually f***ed the candle in the episode. That's just my memory of the episode.
Why would you think that?
Because this is the episode where Beverly f***ed the candle.
Yeah.
Do you have more on clip shows, Tyler?
I do. So Community does a really good one. It's actually one of my favorite episodes because it has all of the clips are like alluding to episodes that didn't happen. It's all new footage, and there's just like they're just remember that one time, and then there's just I forgot his name. I forgot who Chevy Chase plays, whatever his character's name is. Yeah, Pierce is just on top of like a bookshelf in the library, and he's got five needles and they're all flu shots, and he's injecting them all at once and going, "I'll be a living god." It's just like my favorite thing.
I think Rick and Morty did a clip show that was kind of like that too, where it was like referencing random stuff that didn't happen.
Yeah. I think Scrubs has at least one good clip episode, and it's just like a bunch of funny things. I think it works with comedies.
Yeah. You know? If you do it right.
Like, oh, yeah. Like... I would like to just watch a stream of random funny things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense in this format because, I mean, there's no context for the clips except for, okay, there's just some stuff happens and then some like erotic clips happen and then some dramatic clips happen and the end. Yeah. Like,
here's what's really bad about it though. We see the same clips multiple times in the same episode.
So their justification is they're working on Riker's brain and using his own body to fight off these micro biological creatures that are trying to kill him so the vines can eat him, essentially.
Yeah, so like they're working their way up to his brain and they have to stimulate his brain to fight them off, and then but like I feel like they could have just like thrown in a couple of random new scenes just to mix things up. Like in the clips, I don't know. Like if they didn't have one of a puppy dying, go get a puppy and kill it.
Oh God!
Oh, I love dark humor. Yeah.
Now there is a scene they could have used early on of Worf's dog. Just saying.
Is Worf's dog a dog or is it a targ?
No, it's a targ.
Okay.
Yeah. That's spoilers. I shouldn't say anything more than that.
That is the smallest spoiler you've ever uttered.
I know. You know which episode I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Okay. See? They get what I'm laying down.
So yeah, Riker gets better. And
does he get better? Because he thinks he's Captain Jean-Luc Picard at the end. And then Picard's like, oh, me and the Admiral hope to see you on the bridge soon. And then it goes, wop, 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 wop.
I believe Data's actually lying.
Yeah, this episode's lame. This episode's really, really lame. Oh, sorry, MC. Yes.
I think Data's line is, I don't think you have the authority to promote me to Admiral.
Oh, Data. Oh, see, he didn't get the joke. That makes it even. That's like, now it's like double funny.
No. So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Lower Decks is going to do a clip show at some point, right?
They have to.
But I'm hoping they get like 6 or 7 seasons under the belt before they do it. That way,
Shades of Brown.
Don't.
Google that shit, yeah. Google that shit, yeah. Google that shit all day long.
You know what?
Or if they do it in season 4, like if they do it next season, it's like you were saying, like random things that have happened that they've experienced. But
I think you either do things that didn't happen, or you have it be, they probably won't do this because they're doing the Strange New Worlds crossover, but you could have it be that the characters are stuck in the holodeck and the holodeck is on the Fritz and keeps flashing them to episodes of live action Star Trek. And so we get a clip show of our characters in the background of scenes from live action Trek. I feel like you could do something fun there.
I'm going to
be really disappointed now if it's not called Shades of Brown.
Shades of
Brown
is a very good title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like 42 Shades of Grey. I don't know. There's like.
So why is this episode called Shades of Grey?
Because it's a bad episode.
Matter.
So there was a
not
joke.
Only is this a bad okay, I'm sorry.
Hang on, I have a thing here.
Me too.
They actually wanted to call the episode Riker's Brain, which is a reference to the episode Spock's Brain,
Spock's Brain.
Is not a clip show, but it's bad. But then
it's real bad.
They ended up deciding to call it Shades of Grey. And he said, the quote from somebody, production assistant Eric A. Stillwell, is he's called it Shades of Grey because I decided it was a really bizarre episode that wasn't black or white. It was just Shades of Grey. Yep.
There was no moral conundrum in this episode.
I don't think Stillwell knows what Shades of Grey means. He just says, this episode's kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a good title. Shades of Brown
makes more sense.
So what I was going to say... Oh, hey.
Becky's here.
Hi. Hey.
I'm so tired, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So what I was going to say earlier is... Like we mentioned, it's ridiculous not only doing a clip show in Star Trek, but a clip show in season two. There's not a lot of material to pull from. And the material they do pull from, a lot of it's really not great. It's kind of bad and out of context and doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And the first two seasons of Star Trek, TNG, are arguably the worst seasons of all of Star Trek. So... it's just like doubly bad.
Double dumbass on you.
They didn't have a single scene from the naked time, which is
according to this list of references.
And there's actually a couple really good episodes that they could have pulled from and decided not to. It's like, you chose that one over this one.
So they pull from a total of 17 episodes for this. Mm-hmm. And this is the 47th episode. So yeah. They pulled from a slightly less than half of the episodes that they could have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of clips.
Yeah, but they freaking reuse some of the clips, especially towards the end, which kind of
When it starts like speeding like up, the they ship like blows flash up things. Yeah,
yeah.
Do you think
the editors just got super lazy?
Do you think any fans have like tried to make a better version of this using only the first two seasons?
That's actually a brilliant idea.
Hey, Tyler,
I think this could have been good if it was season 7. You know what I mean? Like this could have been a good season 7 episode.
Before
they should have made an outtake episode.
That would be fun.
Yes.
Before I read this to Tyler, I need to know, Tyler. Hey, Tyler, is this good, bad, or meh episode?
This is horrible. This is probably the worst episode we've watched. Like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch some Star Trek and do dishes, and I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Like, once I got what it was, I was like, yeah.
So Meg called this the definition of meh, and I gotta agree.
Oh god, meh has something of value in it. This is nothing. It's bad. All right, a couple quotes from production people. I'm not going to attribute them. If you want to know who these are from, go look it up on Memory Alpha. All right, I'm just going to read some quotes here. Embarrassing, one of the worst episodes of the series, piece of shit. terrible, just terrible, and a way to save some money. I was Shades on the way out the door. The worst we ever did, never again. I don't even like to remember it. It's very cheesy. The fans didn't like it. We didn't like doing it. All we did was 3 days of framework and they just stuck in flashbacks. That's all it was. Nobody likes this episode. This
I feel bad for whoever had to edit the episode.
This episode is bad in the special way where I don't think of it when I think of the worst episodes of Star Trek, because it's like, well, besides Shades of Grey, like you have to like qualify if you're saying something's the worst episode of Star Trek, because obviously this is the worst one. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's a nothing episode, you know.
The only reason it's a Star Trek episode is because it's actually on Next Generation. Like, this could be
it's got Riker
show
in it. Yeah.
Oh, but it'd be weird, MC, if some other show did a bunch of flashbacks to Next Generation.
No, wouldn't it? It'd probably actually make it better.
Well, like I said, that's my idea. That's my idea for a Lower Decks clip show.
It's, what if they use the same clips?
They just only use the clips
from this episode. Oh, I love that idea.
It would be hilarious.
On a holodeck adventure to that one time that Riker was in a coma.
There's like a message that comes up like, sorry, the animators ran out of budget for this episode. Here's some clips from TNG season 2.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That would win me over for sure. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. Unless you have questions, Tyler. Do you have questions?
Nope. Not really. The only thing that stood out for me in this episode was that Guinan and Riker hooked up, and I was like, huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how they're like, shut up, Wesley.
Yeah.
You know, our episode or our podcast format has always been a very dumb, bad idea. But realizing we were going to watch this episode when we picked it made me so happy, because I was like, this is the worst episode for our format of podcasts. It it could not be worse. Which is perfect.
But I love that all the clips are episodes that Tyler hasn't seen, with the exception of one.
Has he only seen one from?
Yes.
I thought there was two.
No, maybe, two, because Make It Now is in there.
It is?
Yeah.
That's the clip of Data pulling the chips, isn't it?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, with the the super sped up footage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking at the list, I think it's just those two. The Naked Now and then whatever we watched last week.
And there was a rather peculiar limerick being delivered by someone in the shuttlecraft bay. I am not sure I understand it. There was a young lady from Venus whose body was shaped like a...
Captain to security, come in!
Lieutenant Yar?
Here, Data. You wanted me?
Captain Picard ordered me to escort you to sickbay, Lieutenant.
Did he say when?
I'm sure he meant now. So you should get into uniform.
But I got out of my uniform for you, Data. You are fully functional, aren't you?
Of course, but...
How fully?
In every way, of course. I am programmed in multiple techniques.
Yeah. Do we have... Troy, do we have that one with that's all the numbers? Because that was in this episode.
I don't know, digital code.
That's on the list, but yeah.
It is? Okay. Yeah. Cool. Just making sure, because I actually really like that one.
So yeah, now it's time to go to IMDb for...
Oh my god, this is going to be glorious.
The I don't know what we call this, but anyways. So here's a review from IMDb from December 26th. 2013 from Fibbity Giblet. America loves clip shows. It's a fact. Why do you think America's Funniest Home Video is still in the air, given that now we have Tosh.0 and the oh-so-different ridiculousness to boot?
It's a safe bet
that clip shows are what we're about. And that's why Shades of Grey is a fine episode. It takes all of the crap from two seasons worth of TNG and distills it into an easily digestible form. All told, it saves you a good 20 hours of some pretty awkward television. If you watch Measure of a Man, Q-Hugh, Samaritan Snare, and Shades of Grey, then you'll know as much about the first two seasons of Star Trek, The Next Generation, as any other casual fan, and you'll be happier for not seeing the anti-drug PSA episode of Symbiosis as well. 10 out of 10.
I can agree with that.
I would put
there's at least one other episode I've put on that list, but yeah, I mostly agree with that.
It like really just put all of the episode names out there, didn't it? It like
that review,
yeah. couple of them.
Yeah,
I
that
don't
sure
remember reading
was...
any of them. So you know.
That's good.
That sure was an episode.
I think Eric picked this one, right?
Yeah, my bad, guys. I'm so sorry. And this is, I want to reiterate, this is the season fucking finale.
Yeah. That's what makes it worse.
How fucking disappointing, man. It's like, okay, but what's great about this is that it's like a last reminder of like how bad these previous seasons were, and it's like once you survive past this point it gets better, you know, if you're doing the whole TNG watch through. It's like one one last flashback to all that shit that you had to trudge through before you get to the good stuff.
I was just thinking, what if the end of the last season of Discovery, they meet like that alien race or whatever, and you know they have to like tell them, you know, what happened, communicate that whatever, and how they do that is through a clip show of that season. And it's just like,
I kind of like that.
I forgot one. We were supposed to be reminding people why we picked that episode by.
Oh,
yeah. by reading the thing. But so yeah, anyways, I'll read that while it's Troy's turn to pick an episode.
Yep, I'm already looking at the list.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah. So this is what I thought this episode was. In order to save Voyager, Janeway must make the toughest call of her career and commit murder again. Or drink coffee with cream and two sweet and lows. Will Voyager make it home? Find out on the next episode of Star Trek Voyager. So, yeah. I wish Janeway killed a person, and that person was me. That's my review of the episode.
That's freaking great.
Choose your pain.
All right, I'm gonna pick number 37 on the list, which says a plasma storm strands Trip and T'Pol. I'm sorry, Strip and T'Pau, on a mostly water covered world that puts their survival skills to the test. Trip samps a piece of local fruit that turns him into a floppy rubber man. Meanwhile, T'Pau uncovers ancient artifacts that detail a method that might just make Trip hard once again. Because Tyler wrote her name wrong.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure this episode was I wrote this when I was when I was watching One Piece. So I think there's some One Piece stuff in there. But yeah, I'm trying to make sure I'm on the right one. What number did you say it was?
37? No.
No, 34.
No,
yeah, 37.
No, because it's not 37 on mine.
It's row 34.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, sorry. Okay, yeah, it was on my sheet, it was row 37. This is great podcasting, and it was throwing me off. I'm like, that's not what it says here. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, so the floppy rubber man. Yeah, that was a reference to Luffy, who was a floppy rubber man. But anyways, so it's the episode title is Relics.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Let me grab a trailer. I'm going to send it to you guys. We'll hit play all at the same time.
In an uncharted corner of the galaxy, a legend has been trapped in time for 75 years. Haunted by the past, he yearns for another call to action. Ooh. But the future holds no place for him.
As one engineer to another, I can do this.
Can he become a hero one last time?
It's coming apart, lad!
Scotty returns next time on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Eric, so excited.
I knew Scotty came back. I didn't expect it to be that far into TNG. I expected that to be like earlier on.
I was like trying to remember what episode this was. I'm here for it.
I hope it's a lot better than that episode of Voyager with Sulu.
I have a theory that the I think this episode is gonna piss Tyler off. Or it's going to make him hornier than Riker having a dream. One of the two.
Please explain, sir.
Do you remember where they are when they find Scotty? Don't say it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. I remember.
That aspect of it. Tyler's either going to like go on like a nerd rant about how bad it is, or he's just going to go on a nerd rant about how excited he is about it.
That's awesome. I think he's gonna love it.
Like I can't imagine a Scotty episode being horny.
No, like
but yeah, now I get what you're saying.
No, he gets pretty horny for those.
You're gonna be horny for it, not because you want to have sex with it, but because you're horny for it. You know,
nerd boner.
Again, my wife is just in the house while I'm making these jokes, and she's normally not, and it's making me feel very self conscious about my podcast persona.
But I mean, Eric definitely wants to fuck those nacelles, right?
Oh, Eric's going to be uncontrollable in this episode. You know how we're looking at Eric right now. Next week when we podcast, the camera angle is just going to be tilted up slightly because he's going to be lifting the computer into the air with how horny he is for the concept in this episode. There we go.
That's next week's view. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I'm really glad Eric made the sound effect. That way, like everyone listening, they get it.
My wife's going to kill me.
Oh man, this episode's so short. I
know there's 20 minutes of just like us screwing around and talking to Addy and talking about video games and stuff.
Yeah, the actual episode's gonna be like 40 minutes or less.
Yeah,
that's okay. Doesn't well, we're gonna fill it with clips, so no. maybe it'll beef it up. It's a clip show. Yay. Yeah.
We ran out of money in the budget.
Is this going to be the first podcast clip show in history? Are we making...
No, there's a lot of them.
The thing is,
a lot of podcasts do it at the end of the year.
What you're forgetting is that there's a lot of other Star Trek podcasts, and all of them have also talked about Shades of Grey. And so we'll be the first Star Trek podcast to talk about Shades of Grey without making it a clip show. That's going to be where we're breaking the ground.
No, we got to make it a clip show, man.
Yeah, you can edit it.
I will.
I podcast clip shows it. Like they just always seem like they would take so much effort for so little enjoyment.
I already have a plan.
Well, boys, that's a podcast.
Yeah, where are we beaming to?
We're gonna beam to that crash shuttle on the surface of that thing over there.
Object.
Okay.
It's I don't want to say what it is because I want Tyler to see it in the episode because he's going to be horny for it or he's going to be angry about it. I don't know which.
One of the
what
two.
If I'm horny, angry? Angry, horny? I don't know.
I mean, that's always
be ambivalent.
It's a different kind of hangry. Horny, angry.
Hungry? Well, no, wait.
Hungry. Yeah. No, so. When you're hungry and angry, it's hangry. But when you're horny and angry, it's hungry.
Hungry, yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah.
All right.
Four to beam out. Oh, shit, don't get stuck in a transporter. That should have been the joke of where we're going to beam out. Yeah. Damn it. I fucked it. Fucked it up.
You did. Fucked it hard, man.
I fucked it in the hologram.
What?
You can find Too Young for This Trek wherever you find podcasts. If you enjoyed the episode, please review. Do, 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 do.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Let's see those feet.
I mean,
I should have been. I should have been recording this whole time, and I was not.
Well, Zoom was.
Hello, and welcome to Too Young for This Trek, a nonsensical Star Trek podcast where we're watching a whole lot of Star Trek in a completely randomized order, with three people who've seen it before, and one who has no idea what's going on. I'm Troy.
I'm MC.
I don't know what's going on. I'm also Tyler.
He's the one who doesn't know what's going on. Get it? It's perfect.
And I'm Eric.
So for today's episode, just as a reminder, if this is your first episode, welcome. It is the first episode. It's a good one to be your first. What we've done is we made a list of what we think are good episodes and bad episodes of Star Trek, and then we've just given Tyler the titles to select from. And for his very first one, we know where Tyler's head is at, because what he picked was The Naked Time? The Naked Time.
The Naked Time. Yep, that's it.
The Naked Time. which once he picked it, we revealed was a episode from the first season of Star Trek, the original series, that Tyler watched the preview of and guessed that this was going to be a bad episode.
This list is going to just keep getting longer. Eventually, it's going to be everything.
Shh, don't tell him the plan.